Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us right now is Tom Fitton. He is the president of Judicial Watch and a frequent guest here on WMAL. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I want to talk about Metro corruption. Forget about Obama corruption.
Tom, I have to start off with this Susan Rice story.
We'd be here forever if we did that.
Yeah, that's true. I wanted to talk about the Susan Rice story because I am just fascinated by this, and I laughed when I read this. I just laughed about this. We know that Susan Rice now seems that the arrows seem to be pointing at her as the person who ordered the unmasking of U.S. citizens under in intelligence reports that were linked to President Trump's transition and his campaign. And you filed a FOIA request on April 4th asking for these records. You received a letter that was dated May 23rd. What did that letter tell you?
Well, we had asked the National Security Council, which provides advice, you know, it's the president's National Security Council, and they told us all the Obama administration records were sent to the presidential library of Barack Obama, and quite helpfully, they gave us the address in Illinois.
And they gave you the phone number, which I think was hilarious. I just laughed when I saw that. So all of his records were moved to his library. So this raises a couple of questions for me. This letter came very quickly on May 23rd. So do we know when they were sent? Who sent them? And is this just record cleaning out of any kind of presidential records that we have here?
Well, I think it's a combination of it. That's what happens when an administration ends. The records of the White House for the prior administration that's ending are archived and stored at the National Archives through the presidential library system in concert with the presidential library system. It's kind of a interesting mix there. But what happens is once they become in this and it's called the Presidential Records Act, and once they're archived by the National Archivist, they don't become available at least until 5 years after the president leaves office, and it's under a FOIA-like process.
Why?
So they effectively walled it off. But, you know, in the meantime, was the Trump White House aware this was going on? Did they know they had these records right under their nose? And was it a bureaucratic shell game? Now, there are ways to get the records, Mary. And the president can get them because he's the president. They're government records. Subpoenas can get them, so Congress can issue a subpoena to get records they're interested in. The special counsel, assuming he's investigating real crimes, can get them. And certainly, you know, civil litigants who need the records can also try to get them through subpoena. So there are kind of ways around this 5-year black hole that occurs. But the fact that it happened at all and that we have to go looking for them over at the archives, you know, tells you that President Trump doesn't have too many friends in the bureaucracy that they would pull this game right under his nose.
It's amazing that these guys are getting to decide what becomes public. They're using these unmasking tools in order to hurt political opponents. James Comey kept memos on the president of the United States, then strategically leaked them to the New York Times. But now Judicial Watch is in pursuit of James Comey's memos and can't even get access to those.
You know, that's the real problem here, because, you know, if this were the only issue, it's like, okay, well, it's the presidential records, they get archived, and that's just reality. But we've asked for the records, we've asked for unmasking records from the other agencies. They don't have this 5-year issue. We've asked for the Comey memos, and none of them want to give us any records. We've sued now, I think, 6 times for different records, including the key Comey memo about his supposed meeting with the president about General Flynn. And it's funny, so they leak that to the New York Times, but we can't get that under a lawful process.
Why isn't, if I can, Tom, because we're short on time, why isn't President Trump being more helpful with this? Like, wouldn't you think President Trump would just be, like, ransacking file cabinets to find all of this stuff and get it out to the public?
Oh, I have no doubt he wants to. I don't think the bureaucrats want to do it. I don't think his appointees have the bravery to get this done and to enforce the rule of law when it comes to transparency. I recommended directly to the White House extreme transparency on Clinton emails, Benghazi, and yes, Russia. Let's get the Flynn material out. What was the transcript of his phone call with the Russian ambassador's communication with the Russian ambassador? Let's see the transcript. Let's see if there was any reason to really investigate this guy, or was it exculpatory and they're withholding it because it is exculpatory. Get all the records out. The White House can get it done. And I encourage them to do so.
Yeah, that's a guy who literally called the National Park Service director for a crowd size number. You think he can start making a few extra phone calls to try and get records out like this?
Well, his people should be doing it in the least, that's for sure.
No. Tom, both of us want to see him just walk down with cameras, just walk in and go, open that file cabinet. Definitely. That's what we want to see. That's what I want to see him doing.
And the bureaucracy wants you to think that he's not the president and doesn't have the authority to get all these records out, and he should.
Yeah, Tom, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.